So give them a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this kind of cloudy, gray, slightly raining Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Saturday is the event. You still have time to get your tickets. As you are hearing this tomorrow morning, roughly at about 8:07, you'll still be able to get your tickets tomorrow. Sunny, blue skies, 84 degrees on Saturday. Looked at the long-range forecast. It's going to be beautiful on Friday when we're over there cleaning up, setting up for the event, roughly about 79, 80, and then on Saturday, 84. It's going to be gorgeous, sunny, blue skies, 5 to 10-mile-an-hour winds from the southwest. It's going to be gorgeous. Come party with the Antrim County Conservative Union. Great food, great music. Rob Cordes with the Trump Unity Bridge will be there with your Trump 2024 gear. Dr. Cheryl O'Donnell's coming. We're going to have targets set up on the short rifle range. Adults, registered voters will be able to go and shoot their vote for the candidate they plan to support August 6th for the U.S. Senate. Down to three. Come and be a part of it. Looking forward to bringing the pork over to Ian Murphy. He's going to be smoking it for us, bringing it to us on Saturday. He's going to be part of the event. We're excited. Can't wait. So if you're interested, go to the website acconservatives.org. Read the post. Make your donation. $30 for adults, $15 for teenagers. 12 and under are free. Bring the young people. We'll teach them firearm safety and teach them how to shoot a .22. Brett Gooding's bringing a .22 handgun as well as some rifles. Jimmy Rieger, I'm going to reach out to him, see if he can help us get more rifles there. We've got the ammo. We're ready to go. We're excited. So if you want, text me Peg. I'll text you the link. You can buy your tickets via donation on the website. You'll get an email receipt for the donation. That's your ticket. Take a picture or print it out. You'll be good to go. Security guys will be checking your photo ID and ask you what your email address is. That'll be on the spreadsheet, and that's how you get into the event. pretty exciting story breaking right now. We're going to get into it in the next segment. After spending the day on Capitol Hill getting drilled by congresspeople, Kimberly Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, just announced about a half hour ago she's resigning. Getting hammered and hammered from the congressmen in Washington. One of them basically said, "Lady, you need to start writing out your resignation letter right now." Cheadle, being defiant, said, "No, thank you." We're going to get into the full story, but basically, she's gone. But you know what? Not good enough. We want answers. She refused, basically, throughout the testimony yesterday, because it's an ongoing investigation. That is a delay tactic, folks. That is an excuse. What did you know? When did you know it? We're going to get into that full story. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Thank you. piece of grass walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, talking about this breaking news story come out about 45 minutes ago now. This is kind of interesting. The process going on in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Well, guess what? She is, without a doubt, gone as a result of what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. Acting Director for the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, testified during a House Committee on Oversight and Accountability hearing over the U.S. Secret Service handling of the attempted assassination attempt on President Donald Trump yesterday, Monday, July 22nd. The Director of the Secret Service today announced that she is stepping down from her job. According to an email she sent to staff following the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump that unleashed intensifying outcry about how her agency, which is tasked with protecting current and former presidents, could have failed in its core mission. Kimberly Cheadle, who had served as Secret Service Director since August of 22, had been facing growing calls to resign and several investigations into how the shooter was able to get so close to the Republican presidential nominee at an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania. In the email to her staff this morning, Tuesday, she says, "I take full responsibility for the security lapse. In light of recent events, it is with a heavy heart that I've made the decision, difficult decision, to step down as your director," end quote. Cheadle's resignation comes a day after she appeared before a congressional committee and was berated for hours by both Democrats and Republicans for the security failures. She called the attempt on Trump's life the Secret Service's most significant operational failure in decades and said she takes full responsibility for the security lapses, but angered lawmakers for refusing to answer specific questions about the investigation. At the hearing on Monday, Cheadle remained defiant, stating that she was the right person to lead the Secret Service, even though she took full responsibility for the security lapses. Well, one of the congressmen, U.S. Representative Nancy Mace, suggested Cheadle begin drafting her resignation letter from the hearing room. Cheadle responded, "No, thank you." The 20-year-old shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was able to get within 157 yards of the stage where the former president was speaking when he opened fire. That's despite a threat on Trump's life that came from Iran earlier in the week, which was leading to additional security before the July 13th rally. I find it interesting. They say this was increased security? Really? Wow. Absolutely amazing. So she's resigned. She's gone. Do we get any more answers from her? Probably not. Probably not. This is amazing, absolutely amazing, folks. Aspect to this. Some are saying that she was part of the assassination attempt. She allowed it to go through. Now, one thing you have to understand, she was appointed by Biden, August of 2022. the process. This is amazing. One of the things that we're asking, and this is something I don't get yet, one of the things that we don't fully understand, how was it that this guy got so close? Some people are claiming he even had access to the site ahead of time. He was actually scouting it out. Social media posts, other information. Where is this information now going? Who is going to conduct the investigation? Is this going to be the FBI? Don't trust those guys any further than we can throw them. Christopher Wray, really? This is who's going to be in charge of the investigation. Now, one thing that is pretty interesting here, one thing that came out just 21 minutes ago, Secret Service Director resigns in disgrace. But now there's breaking reports. I have not got this confirmed yet. This came to me through one of my fellow news people. Biden supposedly has suffered a stroke. Medical emergency happening in Delaware to take care of the president. Now we got a situation, folks, where Article 25 is going to have to be invoked. If he is in fact suffered a stroke, what is his mental capacity? We already seen the decline. What is his mental capacity? That's what we're going to have to ask the question on. But that's breaking right now. Haven't confirmed it yet. Don't take it to the bank. But we are definitely going to have to look at this. Now, one of the other aspects of this requires, per the Constitution, the cabinet, made up of the vice president, and the other cabinet members. Motion has to be made, discussion held, vote taken to remove Biden from the presidency. Incapacitated? We don't know. This came out, 8 minutes ago. When I came back from the break, I just got the alert. So we'll wait and see if that, in fact, proves to be the case. Now, one other thing that we're looking at, too, how is this going to affect voters' confidence in the Democrat Party? With them forcing, basically, Biden out, replacing him with Kamala Harris, where are the Democrats, independents, others that are considering voting for Biden, where are they going to go? They're going to stay loyal to the party? Well, not if they're independents. Not if they're libertarians. The other aspect of this that you have to understand, this is a process that they are going to have to deal with. Why? Because the vote is ongoing right now for the primaries, basically 105 days away from the general. Does not give you a lot of time to shift gears with a new candidate. That's number one. Number two, how is it going to look? The messaging. That's what you have to consider. Because if they are not going to look at the messaging to get this out, they basically don't have enough time. Once you factor in early voting, absentee voting for November, basically it's going to be game on in mid-October. They're not even going to have confirmation of their candidate until August at the convention in Chicago. So very interesting developments happening this morning as we speak. I've been told the debate event is over, ended promptly at 11 o'clock. Still waiting to see if we can get a field report on that. Cam Cavett finally showed up. So, like I said, I'd love to have a field report. Anybody who attended the event, let me know. Let's see. No, I thought that was a confirmation. Nope, that was a new email to the radio station. That's not it. Again, like I said, I'm not sure what we have going on in this breaking news story, whether or not Biden has suffered a stroke or not. We'll have to wait and see. Let me check this one of account real quick. No, that's not it. Nope. Okay. Not seeing it yet, folks, but we'll let you know. We'll check it out during the break. See if it comes in that way. Well, that would be just further justification for them to pull the trigger on Article 25. If he's in fact suffered a stroke, incapacitated, he cannot carry out the functions of President of the United States. Is this another story to justify their activities? Who knows? We don't know at this point. But one of the things that's very clear, very obvious, something is happening. And you have to get to the facts. Let's see. Nope, that's not it either. Okay, one source so far. We'll check it during the bottom of the hour break, see if the AP wire comes out with anything. Nope, that's not it either. Okay, I'm doing everything I can, folks. I'm not getting verification from other sources. So we'll see if this is in fact true. One last thought about this process. If they do in fact invoke the Article 25 removal of Biden, well, guess what? You can remove the word vice from Kamala Harris's title. She becomes president. She becomes president immediately. Technically, if she is the candidate from the convention, she would be the incumbent president running in November. President Harris. How does that sound to you? Man, amazing times that we're living in. Can't wait to hear Pastor Chatfield's thought on Friday, the history lesson. Because this is unprecedented, folks. Unprecedented. You basically have the president announcing on Sunday he's dropping out. Tuesday, reports of a stroke. Article 25 possibly being invoked. New president automatically put in place. All happening within the last 48 hours. Absolutely amazing. Can't make this stuff up. I'm trying to read emails and text messages as they're coming in right now. Reports say that a few days ago, Biden was in fact on his way to Johns Hopkins. And then for some reason, it was canceled. I believe that was on Thursday when he had the event lined up for Las Vegas out there in Nevada. Canceled it and returned to Delaware. Did not go back to Washington, D.C. We'll have to wait and see. I'll do some more checking. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Meridian Township in the East Lansing-Okemos area will pre-process absentee voter ballots on Monday, August 5th, the day before Election Day. That from the township's clerk. State law allows the Board of Election Commissioners of a city or township with a population of at least 5,000